The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Murphy's Auto Care.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard.
This is WHIO meteorologist, Kirstie Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Take it easy out there. Good afternoon and welcome to Auto Talk. I'm Jan Murphy, along with my husband, Dave, and we're the owners of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek. Dave's an ASC Master Certified Technician for over 40 years, and at Murphy's Auto Care, we service all makes and models. We're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, to serve you and your family's vehicles service needs.
That is right, and that's what we do each and every day. We're very excited about doing that, and we've done it for a long time, at least I have, so yep. Over 40 years. Murphy's Auto Care is celebrating its 25th year in business right there in the beautiful heart of Beaver Creek, and it's been a great ride.
Yep, a fast 25 years. Speaking of fast, this is the fastest hour in radio,
yes,
I think. We have a lot to talk about today, a lot of good information out there. So tune in and consider giving us a call today. We're going to be answering some questions. The number to call at the show is 457-1290. We'd be happy to take your call. Meanwhile, we have a lot of topics to talk about.
We do. I saw some really neat things this week. But in case you're new to Auto Talk, before we jump into that right away, let's just talk about people calling us. We'd love for them to call us, obviously. You mentioned that. But hey, you know, we talk about anything automotive here on the show, whether it's buying a car, selling a car, maintaining your car, helping some folks, whatever it takes. We're just here to help you, you know, educate you, at least with our experience. And, you know, it's usually a very fast, fun hour, as you said, Jan. But that's what Auto Talk is about, basically. It's helping you keep your vehicle safe and dependable. And that's how we know for sure that's what saves people money with their car. So we're, like you said, we have got some exciting things going on and kind of wanted to share real quickly. Maybe you don't know what an EV is or a ZEV. Those might be odd acronyms to you, but I thought we'd talk about it a little bit today because I was at a very interesting meeting this week. The local area chapter of Drive Electric Dayton, we've become members in that group and really, really been excited. It's a lot of fun. And I'm learning just all about this group and how they actually are connected to a national group as well. But what it's about is electric vehicles, also known as zero emission vehicles. And there is a very large growing population of those vehicles here in the Dayton-Miami Valley area. And it's really cool. As a matter of fact, there's over 300 members currently, but we know there's a lot more folks than that here in the area that are embracing electric vehicles. And if you have an electric vehicle, it doesn't matter what brand it is, give us a call. We just love to talk to you about it. We'd love to, for other people to hear your experiences, you know, why you chose to do that, how the vehicle performs. But there's a lot of exciting news in that arena. And on that note, Tesla on Thursday just announced the $35,000 Model 3, now available at that price point. And it's an amazing car. So if you haven't driven, by the way, an electric vehicle, this group that we're very proud to be a part of, Drive Electric Dayton, actually sponsors something called Ride and Drives. And they do those frequently throughout the year. They do have one planned coming up, several planned actually in the month of April. And you just, the easiest way to find out about them, because this is where you really get to touch them, ride in them, maybe even drive them, okay, with club members, is to just follow them on their Facebook page, which is, again, Dayton Drive Electric Dayton. I always get that backwards. But check them out on Facebook, and you'll learn a whole lot about it, just like we are, right?
Yep, and I know we had an opportunity a few months ago to drive some of these cars, and I was really, really surprised. They were very very safe, very dependable. They had get up and go, and just driving a zero emission vehicle does a lot of great things. You know you're doing right by not emitting that into the ozone.
Well, or generating ozone, ground level ozone. That's what ICEs or internal combustion engine vehicles do. Not that they're bad. Hey, I've grown up on them. We've made our living working on those cars, and we love those. And matter of fact, when I was at the meeting the other day, and I was introduced, and I just said a few words. And so to your point, how, you know, here I am driving all kinds of cars all the time, right? And we go to one Ride and Drive and back in the fall and get behind the wheel of a Tesla, an X model. And I had, I'll say it, no idea. I just, you know, I thought this was going to be so-so an amazing vehicle, and most electric vehicles are for so many reasons. But maybe you were at the auto show a week or so ago. There should have been a couple of them there. I don't believe Tesla was represented, but I believe some of the other manufacturers were. It's just such a dramatic change, but it's quiet. You can drive one of these things for under $5 a month in energy. And, I mean, you know, think about that. And think about the reduction in maintenance with an electric vehicle. Half of the parts in an electric vehicle that there are in your car if you have an ICE. So.
Well, I think there's definitely a place for them. Many families have multi cars, you know, more than one, maybe
right.
two, maybe three. And I think an electric vehicle is great for this in-town driving or the point A to point B. How far will they go, Dave?
Well, typically the range on the majority of them now is between 2 and 350 miles range time. So that as battery technology improves, that's dramatically changing. It's happening very quickly. Some of the early version generations of electric vehicles, some of them were only around 100 miles before you had to plug them back in and recharge them. And even the recharge time took quite a while. But I think what we're going to see is the infrastructure improves and changes here in America. The electric vehicle will come of age probably much quicker than we expect.
Well, and also the place to charge it up to. I mean, you can definitely run a lot of errands and go to work, and you can do a lot of your daily driving with an electric vehicle, and maybe you have another vehicle that you'll take on vacation, or you'll take those longer drives, or a sport utility or a pickup truck where you need, you know, utilitarian needs with that, or towing, of course. But I think really the electric car for your daily driver is just really going to be great for people.
It's a great point. I think that's really how it starts out for most people is they purchase one, kind of get their toe in the water. And to your point about, you know, the range, one of the chapter members was just telling us the other night, he had just recently driven one of his Teslas back from Florida, and this is the third time he's driven it, and really didn't take him any extra time. He's able to get over 300 miles, you know, of range on them, and because of the infrastructure that's set up by Tesla, the charging stations are all at certain points along the highway. The vehicle tells you when to charge. It tells you where the next spot is to pull over and do it. You know, in roughly a half an hour or so, you get on the supercharger, charge your car, you're back up on the road again. You know, if you can go 300 miles or so, I know me, I need to get out and walk around anyways and kind of disconnect.
And I think we're going to see a lot more opportunities to charge those vehicles and a lot more opportunities to drive these electric vehicles.
Right.
So what a great experience you had this week.
Oh, absolutely. So just folks, follow them on their Facebook page. That's Drive Electric Dayton. And you can find out when the next ride and drive is. So tell you what, let's take a call real quick. What do you think, Jan? Let's do that. Let's go out to Paul. Paul, how you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you?
Hey, great. Thanks for tuning in. How can we help you?
I got an 01 Cavalier Chevrolet, and spasmodically, maybe twice a month, all the dash lights will illuminate, and it happens so quick you can't tell if the engine quits or not. I did see one needle drop to zero, the speedometer, but it keeps right on running after that.
Okay. So are you when you say all the dash lights come on, you're talking about the bulb when you would normally key the car up, all of those lights come on, right?
Yeah, right. They all come on. While you got to hit a certain bump. It seems like you're going over a railroad track or a speed bump in the road. It'll come on, but it's happening so fast I can't tell. The lights will come on. You see them, and I thought I saw the speedometer drop the last time it happened.
How many miles are on your car, Paul?
About 40,000, 45,000.
Okay. Pretty low, actually.
Yeah.
So what I was going to tell you, our experience has been, and we've seen this happen with these vehicles, is that it's usually corrosion in a connector that is flexing or moving. I'm assuming the car's not been in any kind of an accident. Right?
No.
Okay, right. So where the fuse center is, we've also seen, and typically that's, you know, you have a main power fuse center out underneath the hood, and you'll have a lower amp fuse center in the car potentially. But outside on that fuse center where the main connectors come together, typically around the battery.
Oh, yeah.
On underneath the bottom of that fuse connector, if it's taken apart, many times we see a massive amount of corrosion right there. And
that's at the back of the dashboard inside?
No, this is going to be out underneath the hood.
Out underneath the hood where the fuse is.
Yeah. Yeah. This is something you probably want to take it, you know, to a shop. And talk to them about it, because they can disassemble that And then, you know, the fuse center can be then replaced as an assembly, and you go back on down the road. But they've had a lot of problems with just connectors. And it's since you've got so much shutting off and the engine actually most likely at least losing signal, it's got to be a main connector.
Yeah.
So, and it's probably out in that area is the most likely thing, especially since the vehicle's, you know, untouched, low mileage, and not been in an accident.
Right.
So that would be my guess, but you definitely want to get it checked out because it's just going to get worse. That's what's going to happen. So
you're not in the phone book, are you?
Well, absolutely, we're in a phone book. But are you on the web?
We're on the phone book.
I don't have a computer. I'm just a line phone's all I got. But
well, here, I'll make it simple for you. You got a pencil and a pen, a piece of paper? Call us. Here's our number: 937-426-2886.
Okay.
All righty.
426 auto.
Yeah. If you can't remember it, 426 auto, like my lovely counterpart just mentioned.
Okay, that simplifies it.
Yeah, give us a call, and Brian, Ryan, or Eric will help you get that vehicle in and bring it out. You know, if you need a ride home, we'll take you back home, whatever we need to do. But we can fix it for you. Okay.
You got any idea what something like that could cost?
Not till we test it. Really, really couldn't tell you. But yeah, we'll definitely get to the bottom of it. Really doesn't matter. You know, you got to get fix it before it causes an accident. But.
Paul, okay, thank you.
Have a great weekend, sir. Thanks for your call. All righty.
Very interesting.
Yep, and timely, because we have seen a lot of that type of failure. You know, but it's definitely a connector, whether it's there or something else. Something is just totally open circuiting for a while.
Yep.
And that's what's going on. So.
Well, you know, there can be a lot of road crud and just all kinds of things. One thing I know I like to do is take my car to Mike's Car Wash.
Gets
a lot of that road crud off. And I want to say thanks to Mike for supporting this show. And right now you can buy 4 washes and get 1 free at Mike's Car Wash. That's great gifts, books, and what you got going on, Dave?
Yeah, they've always got great promotions. And the best way to find out what the promotion is at Mike's Car Wash is go to mikescarwash.com. So absolutely, and appreciate you pointing that out, Jan. You know, and this is especially a great time of year to make sure you're getting in and getting the underbody wash done on your car. Just dramatically extends the life of your car. So I appreciate you mentioning that. Hey, we have some other sponsors, too, that are always here for us. BG Products at Murphy's Auto Care. We offer a full line of their products, whether it's their oil additives, oil flush treatments, or whether we're doing a transmission service, power steering, coolant service. We always use BG Products. They always stand behind us because they extend the warranty of your car and give you a tremendous peace of mind. So thanks to BG. Always a great, great product to have there. All right. And of course, we want to say thanks to KOI. When it comes to auto parts, you can't beat them. We use their auto parts because they're the highest quality parts we can buy. And we have the longest warranty of any automotive service provider in the Dayton area at 3 years or 36,000 miles. So you can be sure we're going to put the very best parts on your car when servicing. You know what? We'll be right back after this brief intermission. So stick with us. We got a lot to talk about.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley Radio Station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Did you ever wonder how your car feels after an accident?
Oh, my aching fenders.
Does it have a vision problem?
My right headlight is broken.
And maybe it has a pain in its side.
My driver's door has a really big dent.
Your car and your wallet both need Waltz Auto Parts. Waltz carries thousands of parts for vehicles from 97 to 2017. You'll find engines, transmissions, and auto body parts, as well as new and used glass and mirrors. Most parts come from low mileage vehicles, and all parts come with the peace of mind of Waltz warranty. All this from a company that's been family owned and building trust with customers since 1936. You'll save up to 70% compared to new parts prices.
70%? Wow! You'll be able to afford some hot new fuzzy dice to hang from my rearview mirror.
Right. Waltz Auto Parts, 1.5 miles south of I-70 on Route 68. Just take exit 52A and go towards Xenia. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Check out their inventory of parts at www.waltzauto.com.
Your basement is damp, dirty, and not somewhere you want to spend time. You've tried other flooring only to have to replace it again and again. Nature Stone is the only solution that will stand up to flooding and water damage. It has a higher insulation rating than carpet and is warmer than linoleum, vinyl, wood, or tile. Only Nature Stone will never have to be replaced. It's easy to clean and comfortable, too. Call or go to naturestone.com to schedule your free in-home estimate and get up to 50% off. Nature Stone, the only concrete solution.
Stock market instability, volatility, and losing money is a big concern. But it doesn't have to be. With a structured retirement plan, you can protect your money and forward your financial progress toward retirement. You don't have to risk your future riding the stock market roller coaster. Call the Miami Valley's retirement resource and author of Income Allocation, David Gaylor, at Tradewinds Financial Group. 800-385-0437. That's 800-385-0437. And tune in Saturdays at 3 for your game plan for retirement.
Investment advisory services are offered through Precision Capital Management and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
YWCA Dayton has set aside one special day to recognize and honor women in our community at their Women of Influence Luncheon, Thursday, March 21st, at the Dayton Convention Center. Honorees are local female leaders who've made a difference in our community through their dedication to the YWCA mission of empowering women and eliminating racism. For more information, visit ywcadayton.org. This airtime provided by Neighbors Helping Neighbors. Underwriters include White Allen and Dyer Garofalo Mann and Schultz.
Dollar Shave Club. Dollar, we bought this moderately priced radio ad to tell you we're way more than just a shave club. Dollar, that's right. We also make top shelf shower, oral care, deodorant, colognes, skincare, and more club. Right now, get one of our shave, shower, or oral care starter sets for just $5. After that, the restock box ships regular size products at regular price. Get yours at dollarshaveclub.com/Dayton today. That's right. That's the name of your city after our web address. dollarshaveclub.com/Dayton.
Better squeeze that lucky rabbit's foot. Check your horoscope and shake that lucky eight ball. Powerball is up to $348 million. That's $348 million. Take on the odds your way and play Powerball today. And for a limited time, play Pick 3 for chances to win more, nearly 20% more, at no additional cost, during our popular Pick 3 Red Ball promotion. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Please play responsibly.
Hi, this is Dave.
And this is Jan, your hosts of Auto Talk. Are you planning to replace your vehicle soon? Will you trade or sell your current vehicle?
We'd like to ask you to consider donating your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction.
It's easy and simple. Just call 228-2886 or 228-AUTO or go to goodwilldaytonauto.com.
Your donation will help your fellow citizens, people right here in the Miami Valley. You know, donating your vehicle supports 40 programs that help over 20,000 Miami Valley residents annually.
Thank you for your consideration, and please donate today.
Tune in to Living the Full Life with Dr. Juan, Saturdays from 4 to 5 p.m. here on WHIL Radio. Hear Dr. Juan Fernandez from Full Life Chiropractic in Troy as he breaks down the tools needed to help you achieve your state of optimal health naturally. Saturdays beginning at 4.
Mostly cloudy skies out there today with a high temperature of 43 degrees. We'll drop down to 28 degrees under mostly cloudy skies tonight. Snow likely throughout the day on Sunday, arriving in the morning hours, lasting through the afternoon and into the early evening hours. Dayton will specifically see anywhere from 1 to 2 inches, with higher totals towards the south and lower totals towards the north of Dayton. High temperature 33 degrees on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And welcome back to Auto Talk. You're listening to Dave and Jan Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek.
Oh, ho, ho.
We do the show every Saturday at noon. We love doing the show. We love talking to people. So we got some lines lighting up. We're going to talk to some folks out there, and
yes,
a lot going on today.
We are absolutely right now. We're going to talk to Judy. Judy, how you doing?
I'm good.
Good. Thanks for being patient and waiting on us. It's our pleasure. How can we help you?
Sure. Okay, well, I have a 2009 Toyota Avalon.
Okay.
With almost 230,000 miles on it. I've really had no problems with it, you know, just done the basic stuff. And recently, I need a wheel bearing replaced.
Uh-huh.
So when I got that done, then my wheel alignment is off. And so I took it back in and, you know, told them, and they looked at it again and they said, oh, well, we're going to straighten up your steering wheel. And I'm like, well, there's nothing wrong with my steering wheel. It's the alignment. And but anyway, so they did some straightening on the steering wheel, and I drive it. And when I get up to high speeds, you know, on the interstate, is when it pulls to the left, and it doesn't doesn't do that when I drive at low speeds. So I don't know if they just, but anyway, they told me, it's like, well, so-and-so worked on it, and he's our best with wheel alignments, blah, blah, blah. So I don't, my question is, I just don't know whether to keep at them about it, because I just don't know enough about cars. And so, but I know my car, because I've had it so long.
That's right, right.
That right. It's, I know that it's pulling to the left at high speeds, and that, and I just got new tires on it 2 months ago, maybe.
Okay.
So I don't want to mess those up, but I just don't know how much to keep pushing them.
All right. Well, let's see if we can answer that question. I'll tell you what, a lot of variables going on here. First of all, lovely car, very nice. 230,000 miles is, you know, you can easily go and get another 70,000 out of this car. So I have a quick question for you. Is that the first time you've had a wheel bearing replaced?
Yes.
Okay. So which one was it, the left or the right front?
I don't know.
Drivers, they didn't tell you which one it was?
Well, they probably did, but okay. I don't remember.
Well, let's back up a little bit. So the average life expectancy of a wheel bearing on most vehicles, years included, is about 100,000 to 125,000 miles. So you've gotten well past the service life of the wheel bearing on your vehicle. So I assume you, where you had it repaired, you've taken the vehicle in before, you have a relationship there.
Yes.
Okay. All right. To answer part of your question, should you take it back to them? Yes, absolutely. And you should get them to drive the car with you so they can see what's going on.
Okay.
The alignment is still out if the car is drifting or pulling to the left. Okay. And my guess would be is that you've had a wheel bearing bad for some time. When the wheel bearing is loose, it will affect your readings when you're doing a wheel alignment. Okay. So if the car was aligned prior to the wheel or to the bearing being replaced, yes, it needs to be realigned after a wheel bearing. But my concern is that, and my recommendation is that the other side be replaced also, okay?
Oh.
Okay, that's one thing. You talked also about a pull, mentioned that. So, and you don't want to wear out your new tires. It's possible that the pull is coming from the tires. You may have a tire that's not totally concentric. And if they don't have the type of balancer like we do, it's called a road force balancer that allows us to determine if that wheel is not, and tire is not truly round, then that can cause the pull. So there's a lot of variables here. You mentioned your steering wheel. They wanted to straighten it up for you. That's part of the toe-in, toe-out adjustment, which is part of a wheel alignment. Also, the caster alignment angle could be wrong on your car. And my last question is, have you had the struts and shocks or the struts replaced on this car?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think that I've basically just had battery, brakes,
yeah,
and all my oil changes on time.
Right. So we're probably going to have to run to a break before I finish answering this question, but I'm going to stick right with you here for a second. So I'll let you go at the break and keep listening when we come back about my answer. But struts on your vehicles should have been replaced before you got to 100,000 miles. And they, because of the units, control ride height. So hang on to ride height in your mind. When we come back, we're going to talk about it. Judy, I really appreciate this question because it's a great one, and I'm going to make sure I answer it completely right after our break, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Have a great, safe weekend. All right, folks, stick with us. We're going to have a lot of fun talking about shocks and struts and alignment when we get back. We'll be right back from this brief break, and thanks for tuning in to
the Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
Fox News, I'm Karen McHugh. President Trump delivering words of praise for conservatives at this weekend's CPAC summit.
The men and women here today are on the front lines of protecting America's interest, defending America's value, and reclaiming our nation's priceless heritage. It's true.
The president addressing the conservative confab in National Harbor, Maryland. Democrats, meanwhile, continue to rail against the president's push for a border wall.
For border states like mine, this is a land grab, an attempt to seize away private land, trample on family ranches, divide communities, destroy fragile landscape.
New Mexico Democratic Senator Tom Udall delivers the weekly address. This is Fox News.
If you have a pension, listen in.
Mike Martinez and his team at the Pension Group have been helping people with their pension decisions for more than two decades. Much of their knowledge is now available to you in Mike's new book, Retire from Honda Financially Free. Mike covers the biggest pension issues facing you as an associate, including how to take your pension, what's best for you, the lump sum, or the monthly payment. We've seen segmented rates go up. Unfortunately, that can bring your retirement down, with some people losing 40, 60, or hundreds of thousands of dollars of their hard-earned money. With changing rates, timing is everything. When should you step away from the workforce? Mike touches on all these issues and more in his new book, Retire from Honda Financially Free. Receive your complimentary copy when you set a visit with Mike or purchase online at retirefromhonda.com. Make the best pension choice for you. Retirefromhonda.com. Investment advisory services offered through the Pension Group. Neither Michael Martinez nor the Pension Group has any affiliation with any company and or with American Honda Motor Company, Inc. or its affiliates.
Hi, this is Dave Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care and your host of Auto Talk every Saturday at noon. You know, so many things in life are limited, like speed limits, time limits, and weight limits. Free yourself of limits at Mike's Car Wash. Wash all you want when you purchase a Mike's Unlimited plan. Now, buy 5 months and get the 6 month free on all Ultimate and Works plans. At Mike's, there's never a limit on clean. Mike's Car Wash opens 7 to 9 daily for your convenience. For details, go to mikescarwash.com.
Mostly cloudy skies out there today with a high temperature of 43 degrees. We'll drop down to 28 degrees under mostly cloudy skies tonight. Snow likely throughout the day on Sunday, arriving in the morning hours, lasting through the afternoon and into the early evening hours. Dayton will specifically see anywhere from 1 to 2 inches, with higher totals towards the south and lower totals towards the north of Dayton. High temperature 33 degrees on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And thanks for sticking with us on Auto Talk. I'm Jan Murphy, along with Dave. We've got some interesting facts going on. We were just talking to
Judy,
who, with her 2009 Avalon, 230,000 miles. My goodness, that in itself is wonderful.
Yeah, that's what they're built to do.
Yeah.
That's exactly what that car's built to do.
But it sounds like the car is in need of a little love. Maintenance items.
Yeah, it is. It needs a little love. And so when we broke at the bottom of the hour there, we were talking about ride height. And that's a term we use in the industry to measure literally the vehicle ride height, okay? All of the three common angles are based on ride height. So what controls ride height on your car? Your coil springs or your leaf springs, whatever that is, that component is on your vehicle that holds the vehicle up and supports it. So on a strut vehicle, she has struts on this car, on an Avalon, all four corners. Each one of those struts has a coil spring around it. And over time, especially over 230,000 miles, that coil sags. So now the car sits lower than it really should. That then changes the alignment angles. So it alters the caster angle, it alters the camber angle. Okay.
Well, she also had a bearing replaced,
probably
should have had both sides done.
Absolutely. At that kind of mileage, the recommendation should be to replace both bearings.
Because if one went bad, the other one's getting ready
to. That's right.
Especially if it's sagging, and then she has new tires that she's invested in.
That's right.
So
probably $1,000.
They're going to wear much quicker. So, good for her that she's getting some of this stuff done, but maybe a larger package of maintenance.
And I want to share this. I could tell from what she said and how it was explained to her. Unfortunately, I don't know that wherever she takes this vehicle is really educating her and trying to help her understand this. I don't get that impression because it sounds like she'd like to know, or she wouldn't call us, right? But shocks and struts on the vehicle are tremendously important. They do so many things. The number one thing they do is they hold the tires on the ground. She's got new tires. I'll guarantee you her tires are skipping like basketballs down the road because of 230,000-mile struts. Folks, struts in 50,000 miles have oscillated over 7 million times.
Could that be her vibration at a high speed?
Oh, sure, it could be. Yeah, absolutely. It could literally be the car is quivering. Those wheels are just bouncing, right? That adds a tremendous amount of wear and tear to all of the suspension components. So I'll say this. Our industry has been very negligent.
Lax
over the years of explaining what struts and shocks do on people's cars. The vast majority of automotive mechanics believe that they should not recommend them to you until they see them rusted off, broken in half, or spitting oil out of them. Folks, they have been dead for a long time before they ever get to that point. So next time you take your vehicle in, wherever you go, ask them about the shocks and the struts. Ask them to do a real quick test drive. We do it at our shop. We do a little test. It's called squat, drop, and roll. And if you bring your car in, we can help you with it. But most of all, if your vehicle's over 75,000 miles and you're curious about it, now's the time to come to our place, Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek. We're doing a fantastic, you buy one unit, you get the second one at half price. And putting struts on your car is expensive. That's part of the reason a lot of shops don't even mention it. They're afraid to tell you.
It is a lot of money.
But
unfortunately, we've got
a
lot of potholes out there.
That's right.
And a lot of worn shocks and struts that should be replaced. People don't want to think about it. I don't blame them. There's more fun things to do.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. But we're talking about safety. And she's got a vehicle that's got safety systems on it, and they're dependent upon the strut operation on that car.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
so she should take it back in and ask some of those questions and go for a ride.
Absolutely. I'm sure she's going to Good Guys. Yep. They'll take care of it, but they just need to talk to her about it. So anyway,
great question,
Judy. Thanks so much. And if you have any more questions, give us a call back about it. We're going back to the lines real quick. We're going out to Kendra. Kendra, how are you today?
Great. Thank you.
We are so happy to have you here calling us from that far distant sunny state.
Well, I'm very sorry about that.
We can feel the sunshine right through the phone right now, so that's great.
It's actually very, very warm today.
Good.
Believe it or not.
How's your car riding?
I'm sorry?
How is your car riding?
I have a 2012 Prius. It's the larger Prius. You were talking about electric cars. Mine's part electric, part gas.
Right.
And I absolutely love it. I wish I could afford a Tesla, but I really can't. So the Prius is working out just fine.
Well, you know, I don't know if you were tuning into the first part of the show. You know, Tesla just announced on Thursday that now their Model 3 sedan, four-door sedan, is $35,000. And that's before you get any of the incentives for energy savings.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure what that car will actually end up costing people, but at least now you can get one in less than 2 weeks.
Wow. Well, my Prius, I bought used, and we paid around $35,000.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah. So, hey, maybe that's in my future.
Well, you know, you should look around. Just go online wherever you live and look for a ride and drive, and then you could just go drive one and get the feel of it, see if you really like it. Because it's very similar to your Prius, except you don't ever have to put gas in it. And consequently, you don't have an internal combustion engine to have maintenance performed on. I mean, there's other things, obviously, tires and shocks and struts like we talked about, and brakes.
Well, she's probably saved some maintenance just by having a part electric car.
Oh, absolutely. Yep, absolutely. She sure has. I was just going to mention something else to you about... Oh, you mentioned you purchased your Prius used, right? So there are enough electric vehicles out there now. Actually, over 1 million were sold last year, new ones, and many of them were leased, so that some of those are coming back off lease. So that's a much less expensive way to get into an electric vehicle, you know, if you're interested. And there's a lot of Teslas. I mean, that's the biggest one out there. So there's a lot of Tesla Model S's and some X's that are out there. 3's you won't see coming back off lease yet, but that might be another year. But you could get an S, a Model S, which, you know, typically is about $75,000 or so for probably half of that.
Well, it sounds like Kendra likes her car
a lot.
And probably, Kendra, you plan to keep it a while.
I do. It's got 120,000 on it, and I plan on keeping it over 200,000 for sure.
Definitely that'll go.
So are you interested in any other cars? I mean, are you going to keep this Prius, or are you thinking about maybe getting another vehicle?
I like the Prius so much, I'm going to keep it. To get into traffic, to get on and off the expressways, I don't have any problem. They have a power button you can push, and I can keep speed with the best of them on the highway.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I just wondered, you know, most people that have a hybrid either have a fleet of them, or they also have a couple other cars. So that's why I was asking, and just curious about your other cars, if you're replacing one maybe with another hybrid or maybe an electric vehicle.
Well, since hers is part electric, part gas, I'm sure, Kendra, you can take it on long trips with no problem.
Well, that part I do like. I'm more in control of I don't have to stop and charge. But what Dave said about you do need to stop about every couple hundred miles and stretch. So
well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing to help people stay aware and alert, right? Not fall asleep.
But I love my hybrid. It's a hybrid.
Yeah.
But I absolutely love it. I've been very happy with it. So I just, when you were talking about electric, I definitely probably would have gotten a Tesla a few years back, but the price stopped me from purchasing one. So I got the second best thing, a Toyota.
Yeah, well, yeah,
it
absolutely.
Is a good car. It's a very good car. Yeah.
And I don't know if you heard our listener before we got you on with us. She has a 2009 Toyota, also Avalon.
With 230,000 miles, yeah.
Yeah, if you call me and ask me what brands of vehicles to buy, there's about four or five right off the top of my head, and Toyota's in that group. That because they're so dependable, and you get so many miles out of them. I mean, they just go forever. So you can't beat that. That's the only way you can get your money back on a car, right, to drive it for years and years and years.
And the Blue Book, I looked up the Blue Book value on my car, and it's up there. I'd get around 9,000. It's a 2012, which isn't too bad.
Well, you know, and that's because demand is still there for these vehicles. I remember when we first saw hybrids come out, and a lot of people, especially in the automotive industry, service industry, were kind of poo-pooing it. They said, we don't even need to learn to work on them, you know, because they're not going to last. They're not going to make it. And many of my counterparts say that also about electric vehicles. They're taking a very wait-and-see attitude about it. But I remind them, well, you said that about disc brakes when they came on cars back in the 60s and 70s. You said that about electronic ignition when that showed up in the end of the 70s.
And TPMS.
So, you know, I think it's time that our industry embraces change a little more aggressively.
Well, I think it's where we're headed, but it's a great opportunity for people. And I think Candor has the best of both worlds.
Absolutely.
You know, with the hybrid.
Yeah.
They're going to be around a long time. So Candor, we appreciate your call.
I enjoy listening to your show way down in Benilla Springs, Florida on iHeartRadio.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for your call.
Awesome.
Absolutely. Have a wonderful, warm day.
And enjoy that sunshine.
Thanks, Kim.
I will. You enjoy that snow.
Oh, yeah,
we
thanks.
Will.
Just rub it in. Just rub it in. Thanks. Bye-bye.
You know, one thing that keeps us going up here on the gray, dreary days is the boat show at Indian Lake this weekend.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, folks, it's boat show weekend, and they have got lots of boats on display. We were up there for a little preview, and I just can't believe all the boats, the new things that you can take your family. There's no charge. You can get up there and spend the afternoon in a tent undercover, you know,
with heat
and snacks, and take a look at some of these cool boats and watercraft. So.
Absolutely. Well, I maybe people are wondering, well, why are we bringing up boating, right? You know, let's tell the tale.
It's a fantasy.
You know, it helps you get through this part of the year, right? To think more about that. But at any rate, yeah, it's a great event. Go up there, have some fun. You know, the weather's not bad. You can get up there and get back and be in good shape. So appreciate
it. It's been a fun show. We're talking about EVs and ZEVs and Drive Electric Dayton. I do want to take a minute and thank our sponsors today. That's the Goodwill Auto Auction and Goodwill Miami Valley. I want to talk about that for a minute, Dave.
I'd like to, too. And, you know, something I want to mention, really, it's about donating vehicles to the Goodwill Auto Auction is really where it starts. And as they're processed, of course, that whole donation process is really where the funding goes to fund over 40 programs with the Miami Valley Goodwill Easter Seals. And there's over almost 20,000 people annually that they help. Depending on the programs. And all you have to do is go to their website, check it out. But most of all, it starts with that donation and the willingness to do that. And, you know,
well, what I want to say is if you're considering buying one of these Teslas that are now only $35,000, I think actually that's a pretty reasonable price for a Tesla.
That's right.
And then you can donate your car.
But a great way to kiss your old car goodbye, right?
That's right. And it goes to a good cause. So Goodwill Easter Seals Miami Valley and the Goodwill Auto Auction, you can donate anything. They take cars, trucks, boats, motorcycles, everything. Just contact GoodwillDaytonAuto.com or you can call 228-AUTO. That's 228-2886. They handle all the paperwork for you. They make it so easy.
Super simple.
And it's really a nice thing to do to improve the people's lives here in the Miami Valley.
Absolutely. Holly and Megan do a great job. Those are the gals that will help you get your car donated. But I want to mention one other thing. You know, because of some tax laws that changed over the last 12 months, some folks are less likely, perhaps, to donate their vehicle because that may have been the number one reason they were going to donate it, right? It was because of the tax deduction. But, you know, for most folks, quite honestly, that tax deduction doesn't make that much difference in their tax overall tax picture. So just really want to appeal to people. Please donate your vehicle because you know it's helping other people in our community. And that's the number one reason to do it.
Yep. We also want to thank BG Automotive Products and KOI Auto Parts. They're the professional's choice. They enable us to have our 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. So thank you, KOI. And then also Mike's Car Wash. I love going to Mike's Car Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. They have wash books, make great gifts. And right now they have an unlimited wash deal. That means you can wash your car as much and as often in the rain or snow or after the rain or snow.
Just keep circling the
6
building.
6 months for the price of 5. That's a really good deal. For the price of 5 months, you can get your car washed every day if you want.
Right. And, you know, it's easy. It's no contract. You can do it right online. And, you know, it's very, very simple to find out about. But it gives you that unlimited wash potential. And I know for us, you know, we like our cars clean. And it's really
Yep. You could wash your car
easy.
Before work and after work. I mean, some days I would want to. I like driving a clean car.
I know you do. I know. We've talked about that.
All right.
So, all right. Hopefully it's we're good. So, all right. So, you know, one of the things that happened in the shop this week I wanted to mention because it kind of takes us back to diagnostics and testing. And we had a late model Chevrolet truck in there, has a diesel Duramax engine in it. And it had been somewhere else, and it wasn't running. Symptom was the owner of the vehicle got in it, started blowing a bunch of white smoke, and wouldn't develop any power. So it set a code for the mass airflow sensor for the vehicle. By the time it got to us, you know, we said, hey, look, this is how we operate. We're going to baseline and test everything. Do we use a scan tool? Absolutely. Do we start looking at the information? Absolutely. And then we go out and we look at the circuits and confirm what's really going on. So in this case, it didn't really need a mass airflow sensor. It had a mass airflow sensor electrical connector failure. And I know the first gentleman we talked to today, we were talking about electrical connectors and how they do fail. We have a lot of corrosion. We have moisture, high humidity here in this part of the country. And a lot of these vehicles, all it takes is to get moisture intrusion, and now we've got a bad electrical connection. And that's exactly what was going on. And as that corrosion, of course, progresses, it deteriorates the contacts, and that's why you get intermittent-type problems or symptoms. So long story short, didn't need a $500 mass airflow sensor, needed about $100 worth of repair plus diagnostics, but still saved money doing it that way.
Well, so I have a question.
Sure.
And I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I'm going to. If you're driving electric cars, are you going to be more or less susceptible to some of this corrosion of electric components?
Wow. That's a great question. No, absolutely. You're going to have less susceptibility, I believe, just because of the quality of the connectors on these vehicles and the way they are insulated in a full electric vehicle. And I will say this because we have not been trained yet on these vehicles. Like, we haven't been to these programs. But from what I'm seeing, reading, and looking at, they're thoroughly insulated. I mean, they're designed for the environments that we live in. Not to say that, as in this case, this connector wasn't, but over time, this vehicle that had a connector issue, or the gentleman we spoke to earlier today, over time, environment creeps in, and things can happen. But I have to say, the Prius that Kendra was talking about, and we work on a lot of Priuses, we really do not see that much failure in those connectors on electric or hybrid vehicles.
Well, and I have to say, you know, when you were recommending things, we'll come back and talk about that after the break,
sure.
But different electric cars, different manufacturers, we're going to talk about that when we come back. And tune in. Thanks for sticking with us, and we'll be right back.
Yep. Mr. Tyler's letting us know we got to go to a break. Folks, stick with us. We'll be right back.
I just said that.
Well, that's right. But good.
Dayton and Springfield Station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Expert weekends. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Life happens. At McAfee, we make it easier for you by offering lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance or filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Learn more at mcair.com. Any season, anytime, McAfee.
Hi, this is Dave.
And this is Jan, your hosts of Auto Talk. Are you planning to replace your vehicle soon? Will you trade or sell your current vehicle?
We'd like to ask you to consider donating your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction.
It's easy and simple. Just call 228-2886 or 228-AUTO or go to goodwilldaytonauto.com.
Your donation will help your fellow citizens, people right here in the Miami Valley. You know, donating your vehicle supports 40 programs that help over 20,000 Miami Valley residents annually.
Thank you for your consideration, and please donate today.
Mostly cloudy skies out there today with a high temperature of 43 degrees. We'll drop down to 28 degrees under mostly cloudy skies tonight. Snow likely throughout the day on Sunday, arriving in the morning hours, lasting through the afternoon and into the early evening hours. Dayton will specifically see anywhere from 1 to 2 inches, with higher totals towards the south and lower totals towards the north of Dayton. High temperature 33 degrees on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley Radio Station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And welcome back to Auto Talk. We're talking about all kinds of things today. Shocks and struts, electric vehicles.
Wheel bearings,
keeping your car on the road. But we're talking about different types of electric vehicles. You know, there's more than just Teslas out there. There's a lot of affordable cars. We're seeing more electric vehicles out there. I think they're the way to go, especially for your short-term driving and your daily driving and your errands, picking up the kids. You're going to save a lot of money on fuel, and it's good for the environment. And so if that's one of your family's cars, I think that's the way to go. And
absolutely,
we have other cars for other purposes, but we don't need to be driving our big old truck down the road just to run to the store or run around town.
Yeah.
And I'm guilty of that. I mean,
sure,
we've had a lot of big trucks, SUVs, Suburbans, had a lot of kids to haul around, but I certainly don't need to drive a car like that around just to run errands and things like that.
Well, it just makes good sense, I think, as we move that way. And, you know, all the manufacturers are, of course, in design for things like pickup trucks, utility vehicles that are electric. Folks, those are coming too. They're going to be here sooner than we all think. But as you said, Jan, you know, there's plenty of other badges or brands of vehicles. I mean, a Chevy Bolt, okay, is a very interesting kind of cool electric car.
We got to drive that, too.
Drove that vehicle. It's a little different, but it is very nice. Of course, Nissan, Toyota, almost all the manufacturers, Ford, they're electric vehicles. You're going to see electrics and hybrids. They've all got hybrids out. And so we're going to see this. This is coming much quicker, I think, than those that predicted it would have thought it was going to happen.
Well, I think there's a Nissan Leaf.
Oh, yeah, Nissan Leaf. Wasn't a great car in its earlier generations, but it's much better.
Tesla Model S.
Kia Soul. You can get into a Kia Soul, although it's difficult to buy one in this part of the country. And I should mention that to people. You'll find this if you are looking for an electric vehicle. Many of the traditional manufacturers, I would not call Tesla traditional at all, especially if you follow Elon, but most of the other manufacturers, because of something called CARB, that's an acronym, stands for the California Air Resources Board. That's where emission controls all started, way, way, way out there out west, and they are the most restrictive of all regulations. But part of that is, in California, they basically said that, I forget, it's a high percentage of vehicles that are operating in the state. They went to manufacturers and said the percentage, I believe, is close to 10%. And if anybody knows exactly, let me know. But that of the vehicles that you sell into a state have to meet these requirements and basically have to be zero emission vehicles. So now 9 other states or 10 have now also adopted that same regulation. So what's happening is, although here in the Midwest that has not occurred, so manufacturers are making sure all of these cars get into those states that require those vehicles for them in order to sell vehicles. So that's what's going on. So if you actually want a electric vehicle and a specific model isn't available here, you probably have to go out west or go to the East Coast, somewhere where those regulations are in place. Just buy the vehicle there. But I can tell you right now, if you go into a Kia dealer here locally, you can't find a soul that's an electric vehicle. And I don't mean a soul like person. I mean their model. Mitsubishi's got a great one out there also, and it's actually an SUV. So nice small SUV. It's the Uplander.
And, but I know for you and me, we'll always drive trucks in as one of our cars.
Oh, yeah, we have to have one.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, we do. But
and,
but businesses, I think, will also evolve, especially businesses that have a fleet of vehicles. Let's say, you know, a floral company or, you know, a heating and air conditioning company. I mean, as long as those vehicles can be built with, you know, enough battery, and trust me, in a truck, there's a lot more room to put more battery capacity than there is in a car. So there just naturally is. So I think we'll see this very rapidly. And, of course, then that's the next step into autonomous vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes sense because it's so much easier to control.
Do electric vehicles need shocks and struts?
Absolutely. They do. They need shocks and struts. And we'll always have a great deal on them at Murphy's Auto Care.
Good one, Dave.
I believe so strongly in them that they're, you know, it's just kind of like almost the heart of your vehicle's steering suspension and braking system.
Well, I know I've learned a lot just in the past few months about shocks and struts. I know we've had some great, great opportunities and specials going on from our supplier. We really appreciate that. But it helps us get the word out and get customers educated on the value of the shocks and struts. And,
absolutely.
And like we said with the first caller, you know, you can spend money on tires, you can spend money on bearings, and if you don't replace your shocks and struts, it's just not going to be a great investment of your money if you don't do kind of take care of the whole system.
That's right. I mean, you know, just the way I imagine it is, and I'll explain it this way to a lot of customers, is when your struts on your vehicle are worn out, past their service life, and anything north of 75,000 miles, they're gone. That is literally allowing your suspension system, and she can see me, just flap around like wings, okay? Your tires are bouncing, skipping off the road. There's going to be flat spotting on your tires, which contributes to a rougher ride, vibrations, all kinds of things. And not to mention, your car, when you have new struts on your car will stop at a 60-mile-an-hour panic stop. Your car is going to stop in a full car length shorter. That's enough to save your life.
So it's a safety feature.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's really something to think about, folks. We've got March and April, KYB and Monroe strut special, buy one, get one 50% off. That's a good deal. Buy one, get one half price.
That's right.
That's going to be for March and April. We really appreciate our vendors supporting us with this.
We truly
Springtime
do.
Springtime is, we are full of potholes around here, and it's time to get your car aligned. It's time to get your car checked, and that
Make
way
it
you're
safe.
going to be good on the road this spring. When the spring rains come, you're going to be able to stop with good tires, good shocks and struts, and keep your car safe and dependable.
Yep, absolutely. It's the basics, you know, and when we're looking at folks' cars, like this time of year, a lot of them, you know, they're starting to already think about maybe traveling, and we're looking at these vehicles. We're doing a complete inspection. It's done digitally. We do that with on our iPads, and you're going to get to see all of the good, the bad, the ugly right at home in the comfort of your home or your office, maybe within a couple of hours of dropping your car off with us. So think about that. Make sure that your car is being thoroughly inspected by a qualified mechanic technician around.
You know what? What's
How
the fastest hour in radio? It's from 12 to 1 on Saturdays with Dave and Jan Murphy, isn't it?
It is, and it's on iHeartRadio as well. Or you can always catch us on our podcast. Folks, have a great
weekend.
Thank
you for tuning in.
Be safe out there, and get on up to that in Lake Boca. See ya. Bye.
Bye-bye.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.